Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're tuned in.
Why not start with that?
Sure. My dad used to listen to this conservative radio show that would always start with the Rocky theme. And he was like, I forgot what he said. He's like,
we're being controlled by the PC thought police.
I just remember it started with that.
Wake up, America.
It was one of those shows. My dad would listen to it every single day.
And I'm ready to listen to Truth Radio. AM.
I think his name was Rocky D.
AM, Truth Radio.
It's always on AM, dude. Always on AM.
So it'd be like, with AM Truth Radio. Good morning. We have some new news coming in. Hillary Clinton drinks the blood of cancer patients.
Dude, Evan, if this is some like beta prostate commercial comes on.
Probably just blew out the fucking.
We need to fucking get on that AM radio trend. That's big these days.
Fuck, man. You know what? I'm sorry. I gotta get a. Do you want some water?
Yeah. That actually sounds great. So while Ryan's grabbing his glasses of water for this delicious podcast episode, I'd like to say thanks for tuning in. This is Super Mega Cast, episode 168. I got some fun stuff to talk about today. Ryan's getting water. What should I talk about? Thank you all for the nice comments and streams on the new song I made with Kill Bill the Rapper and Freddie Dredd and Carson Tucker. That's on Spotify and on my personal channel if you want to go check that out.
Hey!
What? Sorry!
Are you plugging yourself?
No!
Are you plugging your work?
No. I wasn't. I was plugging a kid with a disease.
Something, Kill Bill the Rapper, something, Freddy. Did some fucking... I know you did a song with him.
No, I was just trying to fill time.
Have water?
Yeah, there.
Ah,
I spilled it on myself. I filled it up.
Thank you. I spilled it on myself.
Because we only have little tiny mugs.
I know. We don't have any glasses. I thought we had glasses at the Super Megaplex. Turns out we just have tiny little coffee mugs. They're not big coffee mugs either. They're little. They're for
I feel like I'm on a talk show, you know?
I know. You got the little mug. You got the fire in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. This is really
a
nice
setup. Now we can have this setup, but we need to put it in the podcast room.
So Ryan put up a looping video of a fire on the television.
I think it sets the mood.
Bro, if we ever do a live action podcast, that's what we gotta do. Just throw that up on a TV in the background.
We could actually buy from like Target one of those like fires that just start and they're behind like a little pane of glass.
Oh, the little fake ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real fire.
Are they?
Yeah, it's like you have to uses gas. It's think of what we used to have at our old apartment complex on the roof where we turned it on.
Oh, but it's just behind some glass.
Yeah, it's like a mini version of that.
That's cool. I remember I was freezing cold once and my grandparents had one of those, and it kept me warm, and it was very nice.
There's like heat lamps at restaurants.
If LA got colder, I would definitely get one of those for my backyard, because like
it doesn't get too cold.
It doesn't get cold enough to warrant that.
It warrants not, like, there'll be times where wearing a t-shirt, I'll just be shivering and miserable. But like, I don't wear heavy jackets out in LA.
It's been pretty cold recently. Not cold, but it's been chilly. Like, you definitely know fall is here. Like, I was in my backyard, and it was just I was like, I gotta go inside. It's too cold. It's too fucking cold out here.
Jesus.
Skedaddled on inside. Put on a nice jacket. Took a nap, like I often do. You okay? Say excuse me.
Excuse me. I haven't had anything to eat today. I had some soda to drink, though. Some of that soda that we have in the fridge.
That sounds like, if I were you, I would just crash. Like, yeah. Nothing in my system but just soda.
Soda, cigarettes, and weed.
That sounds like the most, like, the perfect combination to make me crash into like a 5-hour nap.
But I'm still going. Look at me. I probably ate a bunch of garbage. No, I had some tacos yesterday.
I'm actually pretty sleepy right now. I legitimately right now could go take a nap.
You could?
I could easily, yeah.
See, like, I feel like I need to eat something.
If you were to...
I could order McDonald's right now.
Eat something healthier, bro. McDonald's is so bad.
What am I going to order that's healthy right now?
There's a million things, dude, bro. Ryan, it's only 5 p.m. and Uber Eats for LA. You can order a million different things.
Okay, let's look. Let's figure out what I can eat, because I am. You haven't had anything today, have you?
I made myself some mac and cheese earlier. If I could, like, if you left the room right now and I had a pillow, I could easily take a nap right now. Like, I could probably be fully asleep within 10 minutes from right now.
Well, we got a podcast to record, bub.
But I could.
Yeah.
Technically do that.
And your watch is still going off?
No.
Can't put that shit on silent, can you?
I'm trying to figure out how. I think I know how. Hold on. Give me a hot fucking second.
Are you sure I shouldn't just order some McDonald's?
Dude? I'm positive, because then you're going to hate yourself after you eat it.
Not. It's delicious.
Of course, it's not the taste. It's the content.
Yeah. What am I going to?
McDonald's is tricking you.
I don't know what to get. Popeyes?
That's probably even worse.
I could get some Hawaiian barbecue.
Dude, you should start. Dude, no more fast food, man. You got to get that restaurant shit delivered.
It's expensive though.
Yeah, but you got that podcast money.
You're right, dude. I'll just order from restaurants for the rest of my life. I'll never go to one ever again.
No, who needs to go to one when you can get it like delivered to you an hour later cold, you know?
Yeah, fuck.
Much better.
See, you talking about, like, man, you seem like you'd be tired. You, like, I feel like I was working off of just being in the moment.
I'm noticing.
I'm like, oh yeah, I do feel pretty heavy right now. So, thanks, man.
I genuinely apologize, dude. I didn't mean to
bring
that upon you, because I just realized how sleepy I was.
Mm-hmm.
And still this moment, I'm incredibly sleepy.
But, you know, we're only, what, 5-ish minutes into the podcast. So,
5?
Yeah.
Dude, I was about to say like 15.
No. It says right now 6 minutes. No, 7. We just hit 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
But again, we cut stuff. Also, we don't start right on the dot.
God damn, dude. I genuinely had no idea.
Yeah.
So wow.
We got to think of some stuff to talk about if we're gonna have a podcast this week.
All right. Throw out a word and I'll.
Death Stranding.
Okay.
Is a new game that come out.
And that's all for this episode, guys.
I've been playing it. Harrison has been playing it. Harrison's not here to say anything, but Matt has watched Harrison play it. I'm only about like 4 hours in, I'd say.
What's that, like an 11th of the game? Like a 12th of it?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. It looks really cool. The graphics are cool. The story's cool. I like the soundtrack, too. I just like the whole the world building's really cool. And the baby is my favorite part, like in the little tank.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea. There's definitely some things that I feel like will just need to be explained later, or maybe they won't be explained. But I feel like generally, I thought I was going to be a lot more confused by the narrative than I am. Like, it's a pretty straightforward narrative. If you could break it down to bare bones, it's very simple. But it's the world building and like the little details they added to make this story, like to make the story happen, is what matters. Well, that's essentially anything bare bones. Like, for example, a great movie, there will be blood. Bare bones, you can make it sound boring. What would you describe it as?
If I was trying to make it sound boring.
Yeah, just strip down everything about it and just give the basics of what the film is.
Rich oil man in 1800s.
Is mean
to other boy.
Is mean to pastor.
Is that a good enough?
I feel like that would make me want to watch it. It sounds interesting.
It's a good movie. I watched a really good movie last night.
What is it called?
The King of New York. The King of New York. It was fucking crazy.
When did it come out?
It's Christopher Walken as the main character.
How long ago? Like what year?
At the 80s or 90s.
Okay.
But it's got Gus from Breaking Bad in it.
Ooh.
It's got Wesley Snipes. It's got a lot of good actors. It's really fucking good. Steve Buscemi plays this one little character, but just as a little cameo, and he like just counts drug money.
He's a little character with his little cameo.
Yeah, he's like in like two scenes, and he's just this like white drug dealer who counts drug money, and he wears like a little fedora, and he's like, give me a second, man. It's so ridiculous.
I love Steve Buscemi in general.
Oh, he's incredible, man.
He is one fucking like, it's a heart-wrenching scene in a movie called, I think I don't want to say because there's a horror movie called The Messengers, and I think this movie's also called The Messenger.
The Facebook Messenger, no, the movie.
It's called The Messenger. Okay. But
is that where he's on the phone?
What's
the scene?
Well, the whole movie revolves around you know how like when someone dies in action, it's not like you get a phone call or an email or a letter. They come to your house in person. It's about those people who have to go to those people's houses to inform them that their family member has passed away in war.
Oh, damn.
And so like a lot of the acting and stuff is just like raw, just makes you like gut-wrenching emotion. It just makes you feel bad. And there's one thing with like Steve Buscemi where so they go and tell, I'm not going to spoil it much. This is just like a little occurrence in the movie where they go tell him that his son is like passed away, and he just starts getting like pissed off. Like, because it goes through like different reactions of like, it's kind of like denial in a sense, but he turns around. It's like just very angry and sad.
I want to watch that.
Yeah, it's really good.
I didn't know that movie existed.
I liked it. I think it's just one of those movies that makes you feel like shit. Woody Harrelson's in it.
What's the movie where he like gets the payphone? He's like, it's not Fargo. He's like, I'm going to come to your fucking house. I'm going to shoot you in your fucking head, and I'm going to shoot your fucking kids too.
What is that?
You know what I'm talking about? You've seen that scene, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it is. He's so good at playing those characters, like in Fargo.
I thought you were about to just explain that movie. What's his name? He was in The Lobster. He's the main character. Like Colin something?
Colin Farrell.
When Colin Farrell was in that movie about him in the phone booth, and it's like, he gets a call on the phone, he's like, you can't leave this phone booth or I will kill blah, 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 blah. Do all these things and make these phone calls, blah, 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 blah.
From the phone booth?
Yeah. So he's like trapped in a phone booth for the whole movie.
So the movie takes place in one location.
Essentially.
Damn.
The main character is trapped in this one location.
There was a period of those.
Stuff's going on around.
Movies where it's like, we have your wife and now you're in the car and we're coming to you through video, so you must do all this daring driving.
Well, like the Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves movie. I can't remember the name.
The Blind Side.
No. Where Keanu Reeves plays the African-American.
It's just Keanu Reeves in blackface.
He plays an African-American football player.
That was one of his daring roles, I will say. He's done some daring stuff, but that one did take.
But no, the movie about that like bus where if it goes below like 50 miles speed? Per hour or something, yeah, if it goes below a certain speed, okay,
yeah.
If you're like speed, I'm like yeah, speed. How fast do you go? Anyways, they can't dip below this speed.
Oh, they made several of those. They made the bus one. They made the cruise ship one.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They made
like straight to DVD type shit.
They made one where it's a cruise ship that's heading towards land and like they can't stop the cruise ship.
So just let it crash into land. It's a big ship. It's not going to kill anybody.
I don't want to spoil anything, but
it's not going to kill. If a cruise ship is beached, it's not going to kill anybody, is it? I guess it could tip over if it's going really fast.
Dude, no. That's a lot of momentum. It'll crash up on shore.
Yeah, it won't kill anybody on board. And they can,
yeah, I guess
people,
if it doesn't tip,
like, get out of the way. Like,
I know, they'd be like, it's coming, move.
But I guess like the point of the movie is like, yeah, but if there's things that we can do to prevent this from happening, we can do it.
Sorry, real quick.
No.
There is, I've just learned about a website, Ryan.
Yeah.
That basically can write fan fiction for you based using a neural network processor. So I can type something and the neural network will guess what comes next. So I'm going to write a little story about you.
Okay.
Ryan McGee from Super Mega was sitting on the couch with his friend Matt Watson. I just got to give it a little prompt.
Okay.
Suddenly, Ryan became erect.
Ooh.
Complete text. All right, let's see if this works. At first, he thought maybe he was getting aroused, but then it dawned on him he was hard and started jerking off. As Matt watched, his friend looked over at Ryan and saw the huge bulge in his pants. Ryan said he couldn't believe that he had such a large erection, and Matt looked at him wondering where Ryan was going with this. Matt said that Ryan's hands started to move faster and faster until Ryan was going at least double hard. Then Matt said that Ryan's erection almost came free, and Ryan didn't want to stop. Matt said that Ryan's penis kept twitching uncontrollably as he was jerking off, but that Matt thought he looked just like a porn star, so he didn't stop.
So wait, is that
an AI just wrote that?
Okay, can I give you
Holy shit.
Can I do a prompt now?
That's incredible. Yeah.
Okay, I want to do a prompt.
What the hell?
This is fun.
That was incredible.
Okay, okay. Ready? You're going to type this in.
Okay, yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Matthew Watson.
Okay, Matthew. How did he do that? Matthew Watson.
Of Super Mega fame.
Of Super Mega fame.
Was hanging out with his beautiful mother.
Was hanging out with his beautiful mother.
He looked down and blushed.
He looked down and blushed.
That's it.
Okay, here we go. Let's see what it writes. Matthew Watson of Super Mega fame was hanging out with his beautiful mother. He looked down and blushed. The girl beside him said, "Don't look down," and turned her back to the camera. It is clear this was no innocent flirtation. She is doing something inappropriate with the boy. I was so upset and disgusted that I couldn't take the camera to my room. I called my dad to see what to do. I was furious. I called my dad and he said to me, "If you don't have anything against this girl, just leave the room." And I did. My dad said something to me in the car as we were driving home. He told me I could have done something wrong, but that I shouldn't have been so angry. He said it would be much easier to forgive her if I had. That's it. And it's dude, this is incredible. Holy shit.
Let's each do one more. This is fun.
Okay, okay.
So put one more in. We got two more funny little stories coming up.
Ryan McGee arrived home. He opened the front door and was met with a shock. His dog, Lego, had left him a steaming pile of feces on the kitchen floor. Ryan was furious. Let's see where it takes this one.
You gave it a lot to work with.
I know. Okay.
No, you got to read it as you're experiencing it.
Ryan McGee arrived home. He opened the front door and was met with a shock. His dog, Lego, had left him a steaming pile of feces on the kitchen floor. Ryan was furious. He decided to post a picture of the mess on Instagram. See below. I am not a great dog, Mom, I admit. The dog was outside in the yard for hours. He had to be on a lead. He was never in any way supervised. His house was littered with trash and debris. In the picture, he looks so happy and safe with his family. I'm now thinking that I should do something to help with the dog's care. I don't have the time, resources, or energy to care for this dog.
An Instagram post?
This dog was my only family he had. I know I am a bad mommy, and I know I don't deserve to be a bad mommy. I have given this dog enough. It is up to me to do.
So I give Lego up because he pooped, and I'm a bad dog mommy.
You're a bad mommy.
Okay.
Dude, that first fan fiction was incredible, though.
I know. I got one.
You want to write one out?
Yeah, let me
delete it real quick. And remember, the new iOS has swipe texting. For those who don't know, you can swipe text. It's amazing. Even though Android did have it in like 2000.
Matt Watson arrived home. I'll kind of use the same start. Arrived home to find Jackson and Harrison.
Ooh, more characters.
Having sex in the shower.
Ooh.
Matt ran to his room so he could hear just what was happening.
Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Let's generate it.
It's generating. Oh, this one's short. Oh,
no, I keep scrolling. Okay. It'll load more.
Matt Watson arrived home to find Jackson and Harrison having sex in the shower. Matt ran to his room so he could hear just what was happening. Harrison then stripped naked and began performing oral sex on Jackson. Jackson then told Matt to get a knife from the kitchen and cut his throat.
Jesus.
What?
Christ. Wait, really?
Yeah, Jackson then stabbed him with the knife and said that he was going to kill him with it if he did not let Harrison do it with her.
What?
Jackson then took her panties and put them on before heading out the back door to the front. Matt and Harrison followed them out and found them lying on the road. Jackson told Matt that she wanted to kill him and Harrison with the knife. Matt pleaded with Jackson not to do it, but she still did. Matt tried to get Jackson to stop, but she refused and said she wanted to kill them both. Matt then grabbed Harrison and forced her to the side of the road while Jackson fled the area. Yeah.
Damn, that's like a fever dream.
I know.
I like how that started with like Harrison starts getting his brother to suck him off. And then all of a sudden this like murder thing comes
and
out of
Jackson
nowhere.
Goes Jackson by her.
Wants me to cut my throat.
Jackson goes by her, right?
I guess so. Dude, that made no fucking, that was incredible. That was fucking glorious.
I think that first one was the one that made the most sense though.
Yeah, that one was just like from start to finish. Like just absolutely flawless. Oh God, there's so many good. I'm just going to give it one sentence. Ryan McGee has become erect. He has no problem with that, and neither does anyone else. His girlfriend has no problems with it either. But no one else seems to either. They've been dating for almost a year now. She's a good guy. The problem is that he is so incredibly hard to please that he often gets into arguments with her that end up getting him suspended from his job, and he's been kicked off a few more times because of them. I would recommend that you give this man the benefit of the doubt until the end. He's a good guy with good intentions. Did you write this, Ryan?
No.
He might also want to keep an eye out for his friend, but it's not really his fault. Wait, is that about me? You might also want to keep an eye out for his friend, but it's not really his fault. The most bizarre part of this situation is that the guy who was going to be taking care of him was on his way to work the next day. The police department was on full lockdown.
Damn. Let me give one more. I'm just to match it with, because you did a simple sentence.
Give me a simple sentence, bro.
Okay. Matt's. No, should I just say Ann Watson's?
Why you got to bring my mother into this?
Pussy stinks.
Oh, my God. That's just what I'm going to say.
Okay, here we go. Ann Watson's pussy stinks. In her first appearance in the series, Penny meets the girl who will be her love interest and the only person who will have a relationship with her in the gang as a whole. Her character is a lot more developed. What the fuck is this? Her character is a lot more developed and we got to know her a lot more.
What is it writing?
Penny is not a slut and neither is she an easy target. She will not be able to just go in for the kiss and then immediately turn her back on it when she finds out she doesn't like it. We saw Penny's character grow over time. We saw her get into trouble. We saw her have to work through some of her personal issues that had been lingering on her for years. She will not be able to be a victim forever. The only way to survive is to fight. Penny is an equal. She will not allow herself to be dominated by anyone ever. And she'll do everything she can to keep herself out of danger and keep.
Dude, that was like a Netflix series synopsis.
I love
the first.
I love how everything else is about Penny, but the first sentence in this story is Ann Watson's pussy stinks.
Now you don't know that. You don't know that.
It's like if a famous author just randomly, like, about his ex-wife was like, the trap smelled like fish and clams. Anyways, Sierra started walking towards the grim house.
Okay, I put what's 9 plus 10?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Dude, you put numbers in there. It does not know what to do. The answer, the number 9. It's the sum of the numbers from 1 to 99. But how much? The number of 9 on a phone comes out to be 9 digits. 9101234567899. It's the sum of the 9 digits. Now, the number of numbers from 1 to 9 can't be a whole number. The numbers can't even be an odd, and it's a number that's even. So it's impossible to add 9 in a whole number, no matter what kind of phone you're talking on. No, so that means there's an even number that doesn't fit into that 9. That's the only one and the only number that's a 9 or a 9.1. That's a 9. That's a 9.1. That's a 9.1. And it's. This is incredible.
That was the website. Something else.
Let me see.
Are you about to give people the website so they can go do it themselves?
Yeah.
And post it in the comment section below.
It's called talktotransformer.com.
Everyone in the comments, just start with one sentence and then, let
tell
it go.
A story. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You can be like, when I started watching the Super Mega Cast, I thought I was in for a good time. And then,
dude,
let it complete your story.
We should let it do our ad reads. We'll do points in and let it fill in the rest.
No.
I like that idea. You don't like that idea?
No, the brands won't like it. I promise you.
Says
that.
Who?
Says the brands.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to do this, but my clothes are in the washer in the other room and I need to transfer them to the dryer. Ryan, would you mind telling a delightful story while I do that?
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to.
Like a true story?
Whatever you want. You can just talk.
Okay.
You don't have to, though.
How long will it take you?
I just have to take I have to fold a couple clothes out of the dryer and then throw the ones in the washer into the dryer.
Okay. That's fun. Yeah, I can do it.
All right, I'll try to go as fast as I can.
Yeah.
I won't even fold clothes. I'll just lay them out.
All right. Okay.
I need some water, man. I have...
Gonna go take care of your clothes.
I'm gonna take care of business.
Nice.
Business.
Cool, brother. Hey everybody, how's it going? It's me. We haven't had this one-on-one time in a while. I just like to say, I feel like I might have come off as harsh in a past movie review I gave about a certain movie called Jojo Rabbit. I still recommended it, of course, and I said that it was a really good movie, but I've honestly seen it. I saw it another time in theaters, and I think it's definitely one of those movies that makes you feel good. You don't get too many Holocaust movies that that can actually make you it's not a Holocaust movie. I guess it's a World War II movie centered in Germany dealing with the Nazis, and you know what's going on in the background. But anyways, I just want to say that if you were on the fence on it, I'd still suggest if it's in a theater, go seeing it if it's even still out, or by just watching it, because it's a very cute, nice little film. I've been playing Death Stranding. As I said, I'm only 4 hours in. I'm enjoying it so far, but I have no idea what I will think, you know, 40 to 50 hours continued. Who knows if I'll give you an update, but just thought I'd say right now, I couldn't recommend it to everyone. I don't think it's a game that necessarily is trying to be recommended, like, to be for everyone. I think you'd know. It's one of those games where it's like you'd know if you'd like it, or at least you'd know if you're intrigued. If you're like a little bit intrigued by it and you're like, I guess I think I could have fun walking a bunch and micromanaging deliveries and just being having a chill time. Because there's not that much that keeps you on your, I mean, there's some stuff that keeps you on your toes, but it's easy to deal with. Anyways, that's a rant. That's a dumb rant. And I've said everything that any other fucking review has said. So yippee. I hope all of y'all are having a good day or night or whatever is going on, wherever you are in the world. If you're thirsty, go get yourself some water. Pause it right here. Go get yourself some water. And I feel like everyone could benefit from a nice glass of water. Notice how I said glass and not bottle. Because, you know, we're using a lot of plastic. And I know you're thinking, man, I surely can't make a difference. Well, I bet you can. Instead of buying those 24 whatever bottled packs of water and throwing them in your fridge, get a nice little filter for your tap, or even a Brita filter, you know? I know it's expensive at first, and I know, but over time, I feel like it's definitely cheaper than buying a $2 to $4 pack of water. But who am I to judge, you know? I mean, I just did. I didn't mean to, though. I was just saying, that's more of like, I guess I was trying to talk myself into trying to cut back on having so much to recycle, because I buy, what is it called? Vitamin Zero, the lemonade stuff, because it's not too sweet. You know, lemonade, it's nice to have sweet lemonade every now and then when you're having like a burger and, you know, you're outside on a nice hot day, but sometimes you just want that mild, watery bullshit, and feel like that brand does it well. What else can we talk about, ladies and gentlemen? Can I get some volunteers? Raise your hand. You're an idiot if you did. I'm kidding. Maybe. He sure is taking a long time with that. He could be just standing outside of the door listening in and going, "Yep, that's me." I don't know. Maybe he's calling his mommy, because I don't think he called his mom today, which is unfortunate. I mean, I'm bad about calling my mom or texting my mom, or really calling or texting anybody for that matter. But, I hear him calling my name. Here comes Matt.
I'm sorry, it's taking a while. I just want to let you know I'll be done in a second.
Yeah. It's a shit ton of clothes.
Almost done.
Okay.
You can come see if you want.
No, it's fine. I believe you. I trust you as a friend.
You don't have to talk. You can take a break.
I'll take this challenge.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. I've been, there's been some silences, but I feel like it's all about the experience of a one-on-one with the audience.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be back.
Okay. So I wasn't really saying anything of substance. So let's change the subject. What is there to talk about? Anyone playing Minecraft? Yeah? That's cool. What do you do? Yeah, this conversation shit's not gonna work out. I can't fake a conversation with you guys. I can fake a conversation with someone else and then upload it so you guys can hear it. I feel like that would be more entertaining. I'm just kind of twiddling my thumbs and shaking my feet right now. Let's see what's popular. I'll commentate on some popular things that are going on right now. Are you ready? I'll go to Twitter and then trending. No Queermos Milikos. What? Oh, no. Okay. Never mind. I said that wrong. So it's something to do with chili. I'm not going to get into that. I was like, sorry. Anyways, no Queermos. And I don't know that last word. So I can't really commentate on that. I don't know anything about it. Okay, what's going on with Stephen Miller? Leaked Stephen Miller emails show that Southern Poverty Law Center calls an affinity for white nationalism. I don't know about that. Okay, let's just go on to for you. These are probably better things, like little shitty ads for movies and stuff. Deciding what to watch first is top priority for some Disney. Oh my God. This is all shitty. Everything's stupid. And I'm smarter than everything. LOL, dude. Oh yeah. The new Sonic shit, the new Sonic design. Look at them. They did a job. They fixed Sonic's design. In a movie starring, what is it, James Marsden? Or it's definitely not John Marsden, because he's in Red Dead Redemption, LOL. But I think James Marsden and Jim Carrey. Still not, I don't think I'm going to go see it. Just because, like, I wish they just made the whole movie a 3D movie and went back to the classic comics, you know, of Robotnik terrorizing a village of animals. And that's probably going to be like, it's going to happen at the end of this movie. People, but it did happen. I mean, like, the whole movie is like animated and it would be so bright and flashy. I mean, it's Sonic. Sorry, I'm talking about the Sonic design and how, like, even though they changed it and it looks better, I still wish they made a fully animated Sonic movie.
I know. I'm just moving the last thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're still work. Yeah. But yeah. So Matt has, you know, I tried watching the Grinch animated movie. Didn't win me over. Then again, if today, like, I was, you know, a kid and I decided to watch the Jim Carrey's Grinch, I don't think it would have the same. I think a lot of it has to do with nostalgia and me being a fool who lives mostly in the past. And But I like Jim Carrey's Grinch because it's just not as in like a fucking cinematic masterpiece, but of just what it is. Like, just you look at it and it's a movie. It's a movie based on a Dr. Seuss thing, but we're still in that time where they didn't want to do like a 3D animated, I guess, or they didn't want to. They just wanted to stick to live action. And the same with the Cat in the Hat with Mike Myers, which I still have a little bit of not love, but lust. Not even respect, but just admiration for the fact that everyone working on the Cat in the Hat showed up every day on set and was just like, yep, this is gonna, yep, this is what we're making. This is good. This looks good. They looked at the dailies. They were going, this is what Dr. Seuss had in mind for the Cat in the Hat. And for that, I watch it and I'm every time I'm just like, wow, yeah, 100%. You can just tell that everyone just had a ball.
It looks like it was fun to make.
Even in the bloopers on the DVD. So you think like Dr. Seuss for children. On the DVD bloopers, they have like bleeped out curse words and stuff. It was like, fuck, I'll get it right. Burr, I'll get it right. Burr, you know, that type of shit.
I would have loved to have been there on that.
I was just like, whoa. I was like, they're cursing.
Do you have a thing on your eyebrow? Other one. It's huge. It's like a fuzzy. Did you get it? Yeah, it's gone.
Okay, got it.
It looked like a large cotton.
Oh, it probably was from my pants or something from the laundry.
Yeah. Well, I did all my laundry, see?
Yeah, I see it.
It's a lot of it. I had to fucking lay it all out because I haven't had clean laundry. Ugh, it's going to make me sound like a disgusting human. It's been a while. I'll just say, how about I just say that?
How long has it been since you've had clean laundry?
It's been a while.
How long has it been since you've had clean laundry, Matthew?
I honestly can't say. I can't put a number on it.
Okay, can we just play hot or cold and you can tell me if it feels right or not?
I don't even really know.
A month.
Oops.
Higher or lower than a month?
I would say lower. I would say the last time I did laundry was about a month ago.
When's the last time? Okay, at what point did laundry need to be done? How many weeks ago?
Okay, that's a much better question. I would say, sorry, I don't know how to make, I'm trying to get this to stop.
Isn't there just a silent function on the
watch? I don't know how to pull the fucking screen down. I would say, Ryan, let's see. I would say probably 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
So I've been
just in dirty clothes.
Not dirty clothes.
Not dirty. Why would you wear clothes once and just not wear it again? Does it really get that dirty?
Well, that's it. If I found a shirt and it smelled good, didn't have any stains or anything, like, I can wear it again.
Sometimes I do that.
Because the problem
pants.
Is I don't have a dryer. Everybody rewears pants multiple days in a row. I promise.
Good.
And the thing is, I don't have a dryer. I have a washer in my house, but I don't have a dryer yet. And stop.
What is you have? You have to. It how has do to I, easily be able to down? Silence. You've
it's
had this
Jackson's
thing for over a week.
Ass.
Is he texting?
I'm trying to figure
is
out.
Is he texting you?
No, he's sending things on Instagram. I'm trying to figure out how do I scroll to make the thing calm down. Fuck
it's,
me,
it's
man.
It's not a phone. It's a watch. Did you not like?
No, early,
figure out how to work it.
Earlier, I had something that came down. Because
if you're in a movie, I can bet that's probably like in a theater. I bet you that's not fun for.
Well, I'm not going to do
anybody.
That in a theater, Ryan.
You're not going to bring the Apple Watch?
No,
in the
I'm not. I'd figure out how to have it silenced first. There we go. I pull up. Got it. It's on silent mode.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah, dude. What was I saying? About laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it. But
3 weeks.
So I had to make sure when I took them out, I didn't like wrinkle them or anything. I had a lot of clothes that were clean. They were just so wrinkled. I was like, fuck, I can't wear that. So I had to make sure I took those out nice and carefully.
Straight.
Lay them all straight on each other so my shirts don't wrinkle. And I get home, I'll take them home, I'll hang them up.
You'll be glad to know that I mispronounced something while you were gone.
What'd you mispronounce?
I looked at trending because I was like, let's look at trending topics. And there's this one thing. I can't find it anymore. Hold on. Okay. This. No, Kiermos.
Milikos?
Milikos. I went no queer most. So you have that to listen to.
Okay, that'd be fun. Yeah. That'd be fun at least. I let's learn Spanish, man.
No.
I want our goal to be by the end of 2020, we're doing this podcast entirely in Spanish.
Even though it's one of the easier languages to learn for an American.
It's one of the most spoken languages on earth, man. We'd have a brand new audience.
What's easier to learn, you think? German or Spanish?
Ooh. I don't know. For an American speaker, probably German.
Okay.
I don't know. Actually, I've heard German can be really hard. That's Jackson. He took that in college.
See, I thought German was more on the easy side because it was like more linked to English.
It is. Jackson
like
has
words
a,
are just what they are in English.
Strugendassen. Jackson has a minor in German.
Just like how like McDonald's in English is also McDonald's in Japanese.
Yeah. And Chinese.
Yeah.
And Russian. It's the same.
It's everywhere. One of those words that just can go throughout any language like no.
No. Yeah,
you everyone say, knows what you mean when you go no,
no,
but not yes.
Even if someone yelled,
there's no yes because it's see, yes,
da,
hi. But no is very no is universal, isn't it?
Pretty much.
What's no in Korean?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna go to the translator.
Wait. I think yes in Chinese is... No. In Chinese, no is boo, I think.
Well, they're idiots.
I think it's boo.
Boo. Oh, God.
Well, anyone that wants to have a fucking conversation with me has to say no. I won't deal with anyone else.
So it's like a refugee coming up begging for help in another language, and you're like, nope. Nope.
No. No.
Niet. Niet. It's no in Russian.
See, I feel like even, like you just know what no is regardless.
Yeah, if the Russian guy's
niet, you're like, okay. Stop. Like, it's very... Yeah.
It's like hard consonants. It's like, oh, okay. And then you like the tone they say it, and it's like, sorry, I thought there was a little earthquake for a second.
No, something out. Someone's in our... I don't know who that would be.
A burglar?
Probably.
Are you ever scared of, like, while we're recording, someone's just going to jump through the window?
I would hope they would plan a little more, and they're not just like, well, this is how I get break into houses, just fucking booking it through a window.
Sorry. Their goal is to do that, and then if someone is home, they could be like, I tripped.
Like you're on this second story.
That's actually not a bad idea, because think about this.
I was climbing a tree. I was trying to pick some apples, and I tripped on one of the branches.
Seriously, think about this. If you're in your house and you find someone secretly being quiet in your house, hiding, then you know their case sucks.
Yeah.
Right? If they
it's get like, caught. What are you doing? Is this not Stephanie's house?
Yeah, people always try to be like, oh, sorry, I thought this was...
I see that all... That's their go-to. It's like, if you get caught, like, on a ring, it's like, this isn't
Mark's
house?
It's like,
no, it's not. Please leave. Are you... Because I thought Mark lived here. See, like, I'm friends with Mark, and then they try to, like, make the story bigger, and it's like, I just keep
asking him questions. But...
you just go...
What's Mark like? But basically...
He's a cool guy.
Just, like, keep up, like, an hour straight.
Yeah. What hair color does he
have? While the police are on the way.
Blonde. What's his, what race is he?
The white one. Here's the problem.
All right.
Because, like, if you were to blow through a window and be on the ground covered in glass, then if someone ran in and be like, I don't know what happened, I fucking... Because no one's going to be like, oh, he's breaking in. Like, yeah. That was some kind of accident.
Whoa, what happened?
But if no one... Hey, this just happened, right, as you were pulling in. That's true.
It's one of those classic...
I didn't think of the cartoon character shape holes. I didn't think about that option. If someone comes home while you're burglarizing... Man, burglars suck. Don't fucking do that.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it has to do from supporting some type of drug habit, right?
Yeah, for money.
There's either that or just there's people that...
Just like stealing.
Really, yeah.
Kleptos.
Kleptomaniacs.
Kleptomaniac.
They really called maniacs. Whoever came up with that was not happy with someone stealing your shit.
Dude, yeah, someone stole shit and he's like, oh, well, I get to name this word. You're going to be a maniac. You're a kleptomaniac.
You're a fucking maniac, dude.
And it's like, dude, come on. That's not that crazy. It's like, well, that's too bad.
Marie steals spoons.
What's the deal with kleptomaniacism? Is it like the thrill?
Yeah.
Of taking something?
It's like a little adrenaline rush, but one that you're also guilty for.
So you're like addicted to it though, essentially.
Yeah.
I've never stolen anything from a store.
It's like an itch that you want to scratch. That's how a lot of people describe a lot of when you think of like psychological crime. It's always like this itch that needs to be scratched and blah blah blah.
I gotta murder this woman because it's an itch that needs to be scratched.
The psychopath.
Yeah. Why? Oh, this have you ever stolen anything from a store before?
No. I mean, I've taken stuff off the shelf on the clock at Food Lion.
Like food?
Like some Pringles.
That's fine. I'm talking about, like, have you ever gone and shoplifted?
No.
I haven't either. I'm too scared. I'd be really scared of getting caught. And then I'd be like, oh, no.
Because for me at the time, I'm just like, I don't want to wait in line and pay for this. Because I could always, like, bring it out after and just ring it up. You know,
but then later you'd just never be like,
there's one time
in
where
the
I was
past
like,
now.
No, I think one time someone came in and threw all the trash away and I was like, oh, well, I guess I don't have to pay for that. I was going to pay for it.
I mean, it's a massive corporation. One can of Pringles. That's what sent Food Lion under, dude.
I don't know if I want this in there because I actually still visit people at that Food Lion.
Dude, no one's gonna give a shit that you had a can of Pringles at Food Lion like 6 years ago.
Are you sure?
Dude, who's gonna be like, oh, the fuck?
That's why we went under.
That can of Pringles that's $2.40 from 2013. God damn it. Ryan, you piece of shit. Yeah, you're never allowed back in here. I'm calling the police.
It was sour cream and onion Pringles.
Oh, you still remember.
It was a good taste.
I did take some stuff from Chick-fil-A.
What did you take?
I had some cookies.
I feel like if you're making the food, then it's like not doesn't feel so much as stealing.
When I worked at Chick-fil-A,
because I'm not stealing from Food Lion, I'm stealing from Pringles.
Well,
Pringles is never gonna want us to be sponsored.
No, they the opposite. They're like, we were so irresistible that he stole them. That's good
me
marketing.
Admitting to theft. How long? I mean, that's a crime.
When I worked at Chick-fil-A in high school, occasionally would I pocket a cookie at the end of the night or grab a few chicken nuggets that were getting thrown out, because the food usually would get thrown out if there was extra. So it's like, you know, I'm hungry. It ain't hurting the multi-billion-dollar corporation if I snag a few chicken nuggets instead of them going to rot in the trash. Instead, they can give me nutrients, one of the employees of the company. So it's helping the company altogether, because I'm getting nutrients, so I'm stronger, so I can keep working. See, I rationalized that one really well.
Is there really like a law in place where like if you steal something after 1 to 2 years, it's like, well, I guess it's yours.
What's that called?
Well, that's when people go into the other people.
Squatting rights.
That's squatting rights.
Dude, I'm going to start living in your house.
Those videos piss me off, dude.
Squatting
I hate
rights?
Those videos. Yeah.
So what is it basically? If you can live somewhere.
People will go on vacation and come home and another family is like moved into their home and they have to go through like legal proceedings to get them out.
Because they're like, oh, well, we were here so long that legally we can. What's so stupid? So technically, I could, if I secretly like lived in your rafters.
It's not in every state.
But let's say if we had one that had the squatter's right shit. If I were to live in your house for like 2 years without you knowing, like secretly.
It would have to be without me there.
Oh,
because then I still have the right.
I was about to say, like, if someone could just hide
it's all
your
about
house,
dibs like mine now. It's like one of those things.
That's dumb, though. But what if you own the house? What if like you paid for and own the house?
Do we have to fight that out in court?
That's stupid as fuck. Dude.
I don't know. I don't know that much about it. I just know that whenever I see videos, it pisses me off.
That's crazy, dude. You know what else is crazy?
Bananas.
Ad reads.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Matthew Watson.
Oh, yeah. What?
You spend a third of your life in sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable?
I absolutely do want them to be comfortable, because making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care.
In this holiday season, maybe it's time to gift the ones you love or yourself with something a little cozier, like bedding, loungewear, towels, and more.
And lucky for all of you listening, Brooklinen is delivering comfort all season long. Home of the internet's favorite sheets, Brooklinen's got over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. That's a lot of sleepers, y'all. Happy sleepers.
Founded in early 2014 by husband and wife Vicky and Rich Fullop, their mission, to make you comfortable. Luxury sheets, robes, loungewear, towels, and more without the luxury markups.
And they've moved beyond the bedroom to offer essentials for your bathroom, like towels, shower curtains, and bath mats. And even launched ultra-soft loungewear that makes you feel like you never left bed. Let me tell y'all something, okay? Ryan.
Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
I have.
To give a good ad read.
Ryan!
Sorry.
Stop! I have Brooklinen sheets on my bed.
Really?
And I have their comforter. Duvet. Duvet. Stop! I have their duvet cover. I have their duvet cover. I use Brooklinen sheets and their duvet cover and their pillowcase, and I fucking love it. Am I allowed to swear on this?
No. You gotta bleep it out.
I'll bleep it out. But when Bill stayed with me recently, I gave him my Brooklinen sheets, and the first morning he was like, damn, these are really comfy. Ooh. So,
well, you heard that. Matt recommends it, I recommend it, and if you like softness, comfort, and if you essentially just like to relax and have the perfect linen and loungewear and towels or whatever to relax in, because, you know me, I'm always relaxing in my towel playing video games. Brooklinen has it all. We couldn't recommend their products more. Get 10% off and free shipping anytime that you shop at brooklinen.com and use promo code SUPERMEGA.
Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. So again, to get 10% off and free shipping, go to brooklinen.com, that's brooklinen.com, and use promo code SUPERMEGA. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. Or check it out in the description.
Yeah, nice.
We got one more hot sponsorship coming your way. This episode is also brought to you by Stance. They make those comfy socks you guys like to put on your feet or your hands if you're feeling that.
They're the brand, you know, Matt, that changed the game when it comes to socks.
That's right, Ryan. The brand's creativity, design, and quality was so incredible that it ignited a movement around a piece of apparel no one had ever paid attention to before. And all that attention brought out a bunch of wannabe brands that began saturating our life with sock ads.
Let's not pay attention to those pretenders, though. The only brand you need to care about is the one that actually started it all, and that's Stance. You were about to say Stance, I'm sorry.
I was going to say Stance at the same time, but you said, but that Stance.
Sorry.
And I was,
yeah, yeah.
I thought we were both going to go Stance.
Yeah.
It's fine. No.
That's my fault.
If you're one of the millions of people who've fallen in love with Stance, you already know why the sock world and your feet haven't been the same since. The designs are incredible. They're insanely comfortable, and their durability is unmatched. From Stance's casual everyday styles like no-shows and crews to their performance athletic product, there's nothing like Stance.
In fact, there's a reason why the MLB made Stance the official on-field sock of the league in 2016. Seriously, think about how good they must be if the MLB puts Stance on every player's feet.
I really don't want to put anything else on my feet ever again.
Yeah, especially since they have epic designs, you know, like collaborations with Star Wars and Rihanna, my two favorite brands.
There's a reason Stance changed the sock game forever, and we want you to try them for yourself. Get a free pair of socks with purchase at stance.com/supermega. That's stance.com/supermega. Because if they're not Stance, they're just socks.
The boys threw in a fart sound at the end of the ad read.
We don't appreciate that, and we're going to take them to court because no one messes with us.
Mr. McGee, how do you plead to count one?
Guilty. I did it. But it was funny, wasn't it, Judge?
It was pretty fun. Oh, no.
He goes to jail, too. I keep slapping my head because it itches and I don't want to itch it.
Why not?
Because I don't want to
flake up.
Yeah, I don't want to irritate my scalp. So I'm just trying to. Ooh, that's pretty nice. The thing, my scalp is just very dry right now since shaving my head.
Yeah,
incredibly dry.
I thought you have that new shit.
I do. I've been putting oil in. I think I got to use a little bit more. I get a very dry scalp.
Okay.
I need some head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
How about some head, shoulders, knees, and hose?
How about just some head
and hose?
Some head from hose.
Head from bros.
How about some head from bros?
Yeah. Fuck, man. How you doing?
You serious?
Yeah, I mean, if you're down. I'm kidding. We can't put this in the podcast, though, right? Well, we'll end it, but like, if you're still
going to. I'll try.
Okay, yeah. Fuck.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.